阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来早祷会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we start our morning prayer.
我们祷告会会延到十点半。
And our morning prayer will last until 10:30.
因为虽然 schedule 是讲十点二十，因为圣歌系一般十点到十点半是早祷。
Even though the schedule says it's until 10:20, San Jose Church usually has morning prayer until 10:30.
我们现在来唱诗。
And let's sing a hymn.
358首。
358. Please be seated.
我们刚刚唱的这首赞美诗有四节的歌词。
The hymn we just sang has four verses.
那每一节的歌词都跟祷告有关系。
And every verse has something to do with prayer.
我们这一次的社青联恩会一共有四节的祷告。
In Young Adult Spiritual Convocation, we have four prayer sessions.
这个祷告就是让神的灵这个气息来吹到我们里面。
And during the prayer, we'll have the Holy Spirit breathing on us.
神用泥土造一个人。
God created man out of clay.
但是神用气息吹在他的鼻孔。
But God breathed on him into his nostril.
他就变成有灵的活人。
And after that, that lump of clay became a living man.
不只是肉体活着，他的灵性也活着。
And not only is he living physically, he's also living spiritually.
神吹的那一口气息，就是今天神赐给我们的圣灵。
And that breath that God breathed on him is the Holy Spirit today.
所以圣灵要吹在我们身上。
So we need the Holy Spirit to breathe on us.
让我们成为有灵的活人。
That we may be a living, a live person.
虽然我们肉体是活着。
Even though physically speaking, we are alive.
但是有时候我们的灵性好像并没有活得很有力量。
But sometimes our spiritual life is alive, but only barely so.
我们需要有神的气息继续吹到我们里面。
We need the breath of God to breathe upon us.
因为这个气息就是他的生命。
Because his breath is life.
这个气息也是他的能力。
His breath is a reflection of his power.
所以神的灵吹到我们身上，我们要得到生命，要得到能力。
So when the breath of God breathes upon us, then we will receive life and power.
我们生命会改变。
And our lives will change.
我们常常看到老人跟年轻人不一样。
We'll see that those who are older and those who are younger are very different.
年轻人很有能力。
Those who are younger have a lot of strength and power.
但是老年人缺乏能力。
But the older people have less strength.
但是有时候我们在属灵生活看也是一样。
And we can look at our spiritual life in the same way.
但是有时候是倒过来。
But sometimes it's the other way around.
所以说我们看到教会里面的中年人、老年人非常热心。
And we might see that the middle age and the older members of our church are very zealous for God.
很热心在敬拜神。
That they zealously worship God.
很热心在服侍神。
And they zealously serve God.
很热心在追求神。
And they zealously pursue after God.
但是有时候我们看到教会有一些信徒好像灵里面没有力量。
But sometimes we might see members who seem powerless or strengthless in their spirituality.
那有时候这些气息是年轻的。
And sometimes these weakened members are the younger members.
身体很健壮。
Their bodies are strong.
要玩到哪里都可以去。
If they want to go out and play, they can drive anywhere and go anywhere.
要做什么都有力量。
And whatever they put their minds to, they have the strength to carry it out.
就是对神的事情没有兴趣。
But they have no interest in the matters of God.
没有力量。
And they are strengthless in this aspect.
觉得很没有力量。那这个就是需要神的灵的气息吹到我们里面。
And when we see this, what we need is the breath of God to breathe on us.
是我们有一种属灵的改变。
That we may have a spiritual transformation.
这个是没有什么可以代替的。
Nothing can substitute this kind of transformation.
让神的气息进到我们。
Nothing can substitute the breath of God breathing upon us.
所以祷告很重要。
So prayer is extremely important.
我们看第一节啊。
Let's see the first verse.
让圣灵啊来吹到我里面，一直到我的心得到洁净。
Holy Spirit, breathe on me until my heart is clean.
圣灵好像火。
The Holy Spirit is like fire.
当圣灵浇灌在我们里面，会把我们内心的杂质烧掉。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it will refine us like fire.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节第四节。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去，又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净。那时卷在锡安留在耶路撒冷一切称在耶路撒冷在生命册上记为名的必称为圣。以赛书四章三节跟四节。
Okay. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4.
英文是不是这样？
And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Verse 4. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
这个地方说神怎么洁净我们。
Here it describes how God is going to purify us.
以公义的灵和焚烧的灵来洁净。
Purified by the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning.
也就是圣灵在我们里面洁净我们。
That is the Holy Spirit within us cleanses us.
那我们一切住在耶路撒冷的，这个耶路撒冷就是指着神的真教会。
And for all those who remain in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem refers to the true church.
这些信徒在生命册上是有记有名的，他要称为圣。
That those, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem will be called holy.
所以成圣啊，不只是说我们本身的努力，更需要一把火在里面烧。
So to be called holy is not merely a result of our own effort, but we need a fire that continuously burns within us.
那我们内心就很洁净。
That continually cleanses our inner heart.
那在358首第一节的第二段。
So the second segment of the first verse of hymn 358.
说让太阳来充满在我们内心的最深处。
Let sunshine fill its inmost part.
所以里面就没有乌云。
With not a cloud between.
我们今天开车来教会，你看那个山好漂亮。
Today when we drove to church, we can see how beautiful the hills and mountains are.
没有乌云。
There is no cloud.
太阳照下来非常漂亮。
And the sun shines down, and it's very beautiful.
有时候我们的内心也有乌云遮蔽。
Sometimes in our heart there's a cloud in between.
神的阳光照不进来。
And because of that cloud, the sunshine of God cannot shine inside.
那个乌云常常是我们自己的污秽，我们自己的世俗的事情。
And sometimes this cloud represents our own filth or our own secular thoughts.
当我们祷告啊，神的灵洁净我们，神。拿掉我们的罪，我们就感觉到神充满在我们里面。
But when we pray and the Spirit of God cleanses us, then we can feel that the cloud is removed and that the sunshine of God can shine in the inmost heart.
心中充满着光明。
That there is light within our hearts.
这非常好。
And this is very beautiful.
这是一种享受。
And this is a form of enjoyment.
所以祷告啊，是我们的一种恩典跟福气。
So prayer is a blessing and a grace to us.
能够利用。长的时间跪下来祷告，这是一种得恩典的方法。
One way in which we can receive grace and blessing from God is to spend extended periods of time in prayer.
有时候我们人跟人需要交通。
Sometimes between people we need to communicate with one another.
交通可以彼此了解。
And by communication we can understand one another.
也可以彼此帮助。
And then we can also help one another.
但是有时候我们人跟人交通多了，你发现也没有什么新的东西。
But sometimes after you've communicated with the person for some time, that you don't get anything new from them.
因为我们人没有成长。
Because as a person, we haven't grown.
但是如果神这样进到我们里面，
But if God enters within us,
我们常常对神有感受。
And we have experiences from God.
对神有感动。
And we can feel moved about God.
那用这种体验啊来交通。
And we convey and communicate these experiences with others.
就让很多人的信仰哈， 好像又摸到了神。
This can revive the faith of others around us, such that they feel like they've touched God again.
所以这个跪在神面前来亲近神、体验神，不是对我们有帮助，而且对我们交通的人也有帮助。
So when we pray and kneel before God and draw close to Him, it not only benefits us, but it benefits those around us.
我们看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
让圣灵的气息来吹到我。
Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
所以让一个很顽固的我能够顺服。
My stubborn will subdue.
我们人要顺服是不简单。
It isn't easy for a person to submit.
要圣灵帮助我们。
And we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们常常觉得很多事情很难。
We often feel like there are very many difficult situations.
但是我们感到那个困难都是外在的。
Yeah, but the kind of difficulties we experience are external.
其实我们活得越久，你越发现最困难是改变我们自己。
And the longer you live, the more you realize that the most difficult part of life is changing ourselves.
神说，你如果转向我，我就转向你。
God says, if you turn to me, then I will turn to you.
神一直在等待。
And God is always waiting for us.
他等待，他要回转向我们。
And He's waiting to turn back to us.
他要与我们同在。
He wants to be with us.
他要祝福我们。
He wants to bless us.
但是，神在等待一个时刻，就是你愿意回转向他。
But God is waiting for that time when we return and turn back to Him.
我们的心愿意回转向他。
When our hearts are willing to turn back to God.
我们的生活愿意回转向他。
When our lives are ready to be turned back to Him.
但是我们常常想到自己真的是离神好远了。
But when we think of ourselves, we might realize that we are actually very far away from God.
有时候像圣经说偏行己路，照着自己的方法一直在有生活。
And as the Bible says, we follow our own paths and we live our lives according to our own plans.
什么时候我们才能改变呢？
How long will it be until we change?
一直到我们得到能力。
Until we have received strength.
我发现改变就不是这么困难。
When we receive strength, then we will find that transformation is not as difficult as we thought.
是因为神在我里面改变我。
And it would be because God's power in us changes us.
所以改变不是很困难。
So then it will not be hard for us to change.
因为神的能力是无穷的。
Because God's power is limitless.
所以这里说，让很顽固的我能够变成很顺服。
So here it says, my stubborn will subdue.
那一旦我们愿意顺服，神就能够用他的话来教导我们。
When we submit our stubborn will to God, then He can teach us in His word.
那神的话就是一把火焰。
And the words of God are a living flame.
在我们里面就烧起来了。
And it ignites within us.
但是如果我们人不愿意顺服，
But if a person is unwilling to submit to God,
这个火烧不起来啊。
This fire cannot be ignited.
你道理怎么听没有用，因为里面那个自我太强啊。
No matter what sermons you listen to, it doesn't sink in because your self-will is very strong.
那个火一烧起来，我们就愿意去做神要我们做的。
But once that fire is ignited, then we are willing to do what Christ would have us do.
我们就变成很顺服。
And we will become a submissive person.
所以这个听道理所产生的改变从哪里来？
So the transformation brought about by listening to the word of God comes from where?
从那个神的灵气息吹到我们里面改变我们。
It starts from the Holy Spirit breathing on us, coming into us to change us.
所以祷告确实是很重要。
So we can see how important prayer is.
第三节说圣灵来吹到我的身上。
It says, Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
让我里面充满着上头的能力。
Fill me with power divine.
让我们的心充满着爱跟火热。
Kindle a flame of love and zeal.
我有时候常常在一些教会领会
Sometimes when I lead services at other churches.
我就会发现，在讲道的时候，大家好像很喜欢睡觉。
I find that it seems that people like to sleep when I speak a sermon.
也只不过早上十一点钟而已。
And it's only 11 o'clock in the morning.
也有可能没有睡好。
Perhaps they haven't slept well the night before.
但是等聚完会一吃饭，他们聊股票、聊政治、聊哪个地方有很好玩，大家讲的好有生动啊。
And yet, after the sermon, during lunchtime, everyone is re-energized and speaks very enthusiastically about stocks and politics and where to go on vacation.
但等到下午聚会，又好像很急要睡觉。
But then it comes to the afternoon service and everyone's sleeping again.
它里面没有一股能力在里面。
And this might be because there's no power within.
没有圣灵的火在烧。
There is no flame of the Holy Spirit.
但是有时候我们看那个教会很注重祷告的教会。
But if we look at a church that emphasizes the importance of prayer.
你在讲道的时候，你感觉到有一种回应。
As you speak a sermon, you can feel a kind of response from the congregation.
那种互动是活的。
And that kind of interaction is a living one.
因为神的灵在里面焚烧。
Because the,
我在感动。
The Spirit of God is kindling a flame within this interaction.
所以这个常常在祷告的教会，你发现是很活泼的教会。
So a church that spends a lot of time in prayer is a church that is, has full of vitality.
你可以带得动。
That you can bring them and lead them forward.
因为他们对神的这个讯息会有一个回应。
Because they will respond to the call of God.
所以这个带领教会很重要，一定要从带领祷告开始。
And so to guide a church, you must start with guiding them in prayer.
但信徒没有一种火在里面，你怎么讲，他没有兴趣。
If the members or the believers do not have a fire within them, no matter what you say, they're just not interested.
好像碰到墙壁一样，没有用。
It's like hitting your head on a wall.
里面它没有火。
There is no fire within them.
所以祷告很重要。
So prayer is really important.
真的，你没有带领教会祷告，你真的没有办法带领教会。
If you don't lead a church in prayer, then you cannot lead the church at all.
大家没有那个热气在里面。
Because people don't have that flame, that zeal within them.
所以这里说，神的气息吹到里面，点燃我内心的那个火。
And so the Holy Spirit breathed on me until the flame is rekindled.
祷告很重要。
Prayer is very important.
第四节
，verse four.
圣灵能够气息能够吹到我里面。
Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
一直到我完全归属于你。
Until I am all thine own.
我的自己的意识能够在你的旨意之下能够消失。
That my own will may be subdued in, within your will.
一直到完全照你的意思来活。
Until my will is lost in thine to live for thee alone.
这是圣灵所带给我们一个重要的力量。
This is a very important, power that is brought about by the Holy Spirit.
我们人都有一种感觉，我是属于我，我为自己活。
Each of us has a feeling inside that tells us that we are our own and we live for ourselves.
我有我的主权。
I have my own, authority.
但是当圣灵一直充满在我们里面，
But when the Holy Spirit fills within us,
我们就向神顺服。
Then we are willing to submit to God.
我们把自己的主权就消灭了。
That we are, able to lay aside our own self-will.
能够顺服神。
That we can submit to God.
所以祷告很重要。
So this is very important in our prayers.
我们现在看路加福音。
Now let's turn to, Luke.
路加福音的二十二章
Luke chapter 22
二十二章对
Luke chapter
22四十节
verse 40
二十二章四十
Luke chapter 22 verse 40
到了那个地方就对他们说你们要祷告免得入了迷惑四十一节
41
于是离开他们约有扔石头一块那么远跪下来祷告这里讲主耶稣的祷告
Here it describes the prayer of Jesus
他告我们主要警醒祷告免得入了迷惑
And it reminds the disciples that pray that you may not enter into temptation
接下去就主耶稣就跑到前面扔了一块石头这么远跪下来祷告
And then Jesus goes about a stone's throw away and he knelt down and prayed
当然整个教会里面到处都有神
Of course in the entire church, everywhere, there is God
你到楼上你到角落祷告也都有神同在
If you go upstairs to pray, God is there too
但是主耶稣就跑到前面扔一块石头这么远为什么
Why did Jesus withdraw himself about a stone's throw away to pray?
有时候一个行动常常是代表我们内心的一种决心
And sometimes an action we take is a reflection of our determination in our hearts
使我们可想更亲近神
that we desire, we are determined to draw near to God.
这是主耶稣在当时客西马尼园的一种祷告。
And this is the kind of prayer that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他有那个很渴慕的心，所以我来亲近神。
He had a heart of longing to draw near to God.
当然跪在原地方祷告也有神。
Of course, you know, no matter where he prayed, God would be there too.
但是我们看那个三个门徒跪在原的地方，三个都在睡觉。
But we see the three disciples, when they prayed in that place, they just fell asleep.
因为主耶稣叫他们祷告，这是主耶稣叫他们。
Because Jesus told them to pray, Jesus commanded them to do so.
很可能他们没有那个心。
It's very possible that they didn't want to pray.
但如果他们有那个心，当然在原地方也一样。
Of course, if they had the heart to pray, then they would pray similarly to Jesus.
但是主到前面祷告，神就加添他力量。
But Jesus withdrew himself a stone's throw away, and God strengthened him.
不是那丢一块石头前面那个地方神更多。
It's not that, you know, the location about stone's throw away has more of God's presence.
是那个行动代表我们有一种心要更亲近神。
But rather, this gesture that Jesus made showed the determination in his heart that he wanted to draw near to God.
所以有时候教会啊，都是鼓励我们大家都到前面来。
And so that's why the church encourages everyone to come forward to pray.
这只是代表我们的心。
It's a reflection of what is in our heart.
让我们现在要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
也欢迎你到前面一起来祷告。
We welcome you to come to the front to pray together.
我们祷告到十点半。
And we will pray until 10:30.
用这一节的四节的圣经节，我们一直来思想。然后来祷告。
And so let's meditate on the verses of this hymn and pray.
请我们为社青联会祷告。
And please pray for the young adult spiritual convocation.
求神的气息吹在我们当中。
That the breath of God may be breathed upon all of us.
让每一个人有一种属灵的变化。
That each of us can experience a spiritual transformation.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.
时间到，我摇铃。
And when time's up, I'll ring the bell.